Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of MMA. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title off for better than 31 years. That's right, 32 years of radio. Today, we look in the rearview mirror at Daniel Cormier, of course, and Alex Gustafson, that split decision title fight that went down last week before us at the Toyota Center, part of UFC 192, the main event. Cormier, 17-1, still the light heavyweight champion outside of, put an asterisk next to that. The one fight he lost was to John Jones. John Jones straightened out his legal affairs. He'll be back in the octagon probably in early 2016. So I expect Cormier and John Jones to go down the rematch. As far as Cormier is concerned, it'll be his second loss in a row to John Jones. He couldn't beat John Jones for nothing. John Jones squatted 585 pounds the other day. I kid you not. He's an animal. He's an amazing athlete. Of course, now he's like totally dedicated. No more condoms in the car. No more smoking all that kind of weed. He's getting his act together because he realizes, you know, there's only a small window of opportunity in combat sports. NFL, even a small, you know, a real small window. But combat sports, you get one shot sometimes. Sometimes you only get that one shot. He realizes this is his calling. He must take advantage of it. Open phone lines, coast to coast. We're talking Fedor and Spike TV New Year's Eve. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is your inside look in the world of MMA. Of course, we'll talk a little Bellator. We'll talk a little World Series of Fighting. I'm going to try to get a hold of Ben Askren. I keep trying to get a hold of this former national wrestling champion, Ben Askren. He was kicking ass at Bellator. Now he's went off to another group. Straight up, he might be the best welterweight around. We'll talk MMA today right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I love the way that you smile.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Fall is time for fun, value, and free wine. Whether you're looking for a romantic getaway or a mountain adventure, the Avalon Lodge in South Lake Tahoe is the place to stay. This fall, take advantage of our great value season rates and make Avalon Lodge your home base for hiking, biking, and enjoying all Lake Tahoe has to offer amidst the fall colors. Of course, Tahoe is great year-round, from unparalleled mountain sports to our great lake, and we are here for you anytime. Casual elegance and value. The Avalon Lodge is an intimate boutique hotel with contemporary flair and decor and upscale fun amenities like free Wi-Fi and bikes. Pet friendly too. In-room fireplaces, the best beds in the Sierra, and the Market Cafe. We are located just steps to all things fun in Tahoe. Walk to the lifts or lake. Log on to AvalonLodge.com to make reservations anytime or call 530-544-2285. Call now, 530-544-2285. Plus, for this program and for a limited time only, book using the promo code EARLY. You will get fabulously discounted winter rates for two nights midweek or four night stays anytime. So hurry, book your winter vacation now at AvalonLodge.com or call 530-544-2285 and use promo code EARLY.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze thee!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
12, make it 13 minutes past the hour. Let's talk drugs. Everybody likes to talk about drugs. Of course, lots of people like to take drugs. The hardest drug I happen to take is caffeine. I'm into those espressos, those quad espressos at Starbucks. It costs you like $3. Man, I take one of those before the show, and they can't keep me glued to the chair. Anyway, the drug testing policy in the USC now, of course, is much more stringent than it was. If you fail, you're getting a couple of years off. So I understand that guys are, like, freaking out. I'm told that guys are really freaking out now. They're, like, scared to take power, eat power bars and all kinds of good stuff. They're, like, they're really, really concerned about it now because, you know, you have to take responsibility for your own body. I mean, what's in it, you're responsible for. You try to blame it off on a coach, and, yeah, that's sort of cool. You can't blame. But if your coach is willing to, like, put you at risk and put some performance-enhancing drug in your body that's going to get you suspended for a couple of years, well, guess what? I think he needs to have the suspension go along with him maybe double the time. Because it's a trainer and a conditioner. A lot of times it's these guys in the corner, these guys in the camp. They're looking to get their guy an edge, and they give their guy stuff like, you know, Freddie Roach and Manny Pacquiao. Remember Freddie Roach was saying that Alex Ariza, that conditioning guy, was giving Manny Pacquiao those special milkshakes, and he thought there was some performance-enhancing drugs in those. I mean, Freddie Roach came right out and said it as part of a video cast. So, you know, it happens. Guys are looking for an edge, and the legal edge, I understand the legal edge being caffeine. I'm talking about, that's about it. I mean, you really can't take a whole lot of other stuff. Take some caffeine, get a little buzzed out before a fight, get your concentration going, you know. But a lot of guys, they like to, like Nick Diaz per se, he likes to smoke weed before fights. Of course, that cost him a 5-year suspension now. 5 years because he tested positive for some small metabolite of marijuana. I mean, some small metabolite, and he didn't test positive. Like, it was 3 tests, and in like one test, he tested negative, positive for, the other two were negative, and evidently the positive test was before the negative test or in the middle or something like that. So the bottom line is he tested clean for the fight. But, of course, his opponent, Anderson Silva, did not test clean for the fight, and he sort of fell into these different rules. He's not being suspended for 2 years. I think he's only going to lose his license for the remainder of 2015. So there are special rules sometimes for these elite superstars, the perceived elite superstars of the UFC. Of course, the UFC now going with this drug testing, the Brazilian fighters are reacting to it because down in Brazil, you can take anything you want and fight. And I mean, outside when they're drug testing the UFC, you can. I mean, Vitor Belfort, look at that guy, the phenom, the former phenom, the big brother TV star down there in Brazil, of course, 19, 20 years old. We thought he was going to be the next Rage. He sort of came and he went, and he sort of stuck around for a while, but a testosterone replacement therapy or legalized steroids, that's what brought him back in the game. I mean, because he was old, he was slow, his body wasn't producing any testosterone, so he had took these supplements, and he got strong, and he got good-looking, and he got sharp, and he got chiseled, and he looked young again. He rolled back the clock. That's the human growth hormone, and, man, he was back to looking like 25 years old. Even Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, who I consider the godfather of all this stuff when it comes to the performance-enhancing drugs in combat sports. I mean, he really knows it. He'll break down every drug for you. You tell him, oh, I know. Anyway, Dave's a genius. And, you know, I got to go along with the fact that if you test positive for a steroid, you know what's going in your system. And if you don't know what's going in your system, you got to take responsibility for it. Okay, 2-year suspensions, 4-year suspensions, bans, all that kind of good stuff for testing negative, for testing positive. Is that too stringent? Probably not, because you have to realize, again, this is combat sports, folks. This isn't table tennis, ping pong. This isn't ping pong, badminton. You know, this isn't girls' armor. It isn't girls' cheerleading. This is combat sports where your job or the object of this game that you're playing is to inflict punishment and pain on somebody else. Okay, so when you have that type of thing going down, guess what? You can't have performance-enhancing drugs along. Of course, look what it did to baseball. It brought baseball back. You know, the Mark McGuire, Jose Canseco, writing that book that everybody in the world was taking steroids, and of course, everybody denied it, but nobody sued him. Nobody sued him. Sort of like British Prime Minister David Cameron being involved with that dead pig. Of course, some college initiation. You know, I mean, things happen in your lifetime. You have to listen. You have to own up to it. This is the way it is. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So this new drug test have got these fighters freaking out. Okay, it really does, and I think it's sort of cool. It's got them freaking out because I would say that probably my estimation was 65 to 70% of guys were cheating. And if you have 75% of your guys cheating, guess what? Out of 585 guys, that's a lot of people cheating and being on steroids. But now, with these stringent drug tests or drug testing people in between fights, they're coming to people's training camps and testing them anonymously and randomly, and, you know, like they're knocking on your door, and damn, man, I don't think that's sort of cool. Because, you know, here's what's up. I think they're like, if they knock on your door and you're smoking a joint and you're training for a fight, maybe you got a fight 2 months away, and you're smoking a joint and they knock on the door and you end up testing positive for weed, that's not cool. That's not cool. You can't bust somebody like that. And according to the testing process, the testing procedure, and I believe this is done by the United States Anti-Doping Association, their philosophy is that when you're not training, things like cocaine and marijuana are not prohibited substances. They're just not, because we're talking about an athlete. We're not talking about a guy that's, you know, 24/7 has to be a perfect guy. If he trains 4 or 5 months a year, or he fights 4 or 5 times, or whenever he's not fighting, I think he should be able to do what he does. If somebody wants to do cocaine, hey, I'm all for it. I am. I'm sorry, but I've been a cop. I saw this war on drugs here in the United States. I was part of it. The war on drugs in the 80s, guess what? It didn't work. It just put a lot of people in jail, made a lot of cops a lot of money, but it didn't work. Okay, I mean, come on. Marijuana now legal in all kinds of all these states, and it's going to be legal in California pretty soon, and yet thousands and thousands and thousands of people are in jail across this country, prison for marijuana. Sad, sad world, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, 19 minutes past the hour. We're talking MMA up until the top of the hour. You can join me on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. TNA Wrestling, done. Can you hear that last gasp out of Dixie Carter? Yeah, TNA Wrestling's done, folks. Of course, it was a staple. I thought it was sort of cool to watch this fast style of pro wrestling about 2-3 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And then they hired Hulk Hogan. What were they thinking? Eric Bischoff, Dixie Carter, you are the buffoon of the century. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're talking about a man that is so proud. So proud from being Iran, I saw him walking down the beach with his girlfriend. The only difference between him and his girlfriend was 10 pounds and a bikini, and the sheik had the bikini on, and she had the 10 pounds. And no $100 bill on the forehead. You're talking about a guy with a mug like a bulldog who has the audacity to get on TV with this humongous, ugly, nasty face and tell the cameraman to zoom it. Are you kidding me? Go away, go away, go away. I wouldn't want to show that. And then I think to myself, Buffalo. I think, well, first of all, who the hell would want to fight there? And if you did have to fight there, you'd have to fight the Iron Sheik. Maybe they're trying to get rid of both of us. I don't think they like me in Buffalo. I think they don't give a damn about me in Buffalo. I think they don't give a damn about him in Buffalo. And I think to myself, well, why did they make this? Because they got two crazy people, you see. Two crazy people that don't care. Two crazy people that when they get in there, they ain't going in there to win or to lose. This is a matter of who's the best. Obviously, the Sheik and I have beat everybody here. First time we have come together. The only difference between us is ugly. That's the only difference. You know what you're talking about. You're talking about a couple of studs. What you're talking about here is you're talking about a couple people that never been rode. You see, what you're talking about here is someone's going to get hurt because I ain't just going to use my fist. I'm going to use chairs. I'm going to use buffaloes. I might grab the kid. I might beat him to death with my canary. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know one thing for sure. I ain't dating none of his broads.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I ask this in a friendly way.
Rowdy Rowdy Piper made his sort of debut up there in Portland, Oregon, came down here to San Francisco. And he was towards the end of the Roy Shire era here in San Francisco, and he was a staple then. He was a skinny guy. You know, he gained about 15, 20 pounds over the year, but you know, nobody does stand-up like him. No, there is nobody. Ronda Rousey can't touch him. I mean, nobody touches the great Rowdy Rowdy Piper. Ray, he rest in peace. Today in wrestling history, before I get to the bad news regarding TNA wrestling, of course, 1960, let's go back in the day. Pat O'Connor and Sonny Myers defeated Bob Geigel and Lee Henning, the father of, that's right, take that back, the relative of Kurt Henning via disqualification in three falls. That was in Kansas City, Kansas. Atlanta, Georgia, Chief Big Heart and Chief Little Eagle defeated Lenny Montana and Tarzan Tully to win the world tag team titles. Chicago, Illinois, Mad Dog Vachon and Butcher Vachon. Man, I mean, come on, these are epic people in professional wrestling. Wilbur Snyder beat Larry Henning, the father of Kurt Henning. Bill Watts beat Rene Goulet, the French guy. I mean, 1972, I remember these guys. Nick Bockwinkel, one of the great, great mechanics. Very slow, but a technical guy. And Ray Stevens, the best mechanic of the 1970s. Take it back to 1960s. People say he was the greatest wrestler of the 1960s, and I believe he was. Pat Patterson being the greatest performer as far as mechanics and making guys. When I say performer, I mean making the other guy look good. In other words, wrestling Scott Cuddy and making Scott Cuddy look like Bearcat Wright. And that's what Ray Stevens could do with guys. But Bockwinkel and Stevens, they were over in Honolulu on today in 1972, and they beat Bobo Brazil and Bearcat Wright, a pair of African-American fighters, on the same card. And this may have been the event in which Fred Blassie was on the beach. Fred Blassie got beat by Fred Curry, and the Sheik beat Antonio Rocca, the flying Antonio Rocca. But let me tell you about Fred Blassie. Fred Blassie was over in Hawaii with Don Chargan, the boxing promoter. They're over there, and Don was co-promoting boxing and wrestling at the Olympic Auditorium in L.A. And Fred Blassie was on the beach, and some kid came up to Fred Blassie. I guess he was about, 8, 9, 10 years old. And he asked Fred Blassie for an autograph. And Blassie said, get out of here, you little pencil neck, little creep. Get away from me. And he actually kicked sand all over the kid. So the kid went back to his father. He said, this guy kicked sand on me. So the guy's father was upset. The guy's father goes over and realizes, this Fred Blassie, and there's a bit of an issue here, and Fred's playing the heel role to the end, man, to the end. He played it all the way to the end. That was his character. He verily was out of character. He was a classy guy to be around. I remember being in the dressing room with him once at the Cow Palace or outside the dressing room and just watching him go to work, how he could work a crowd, man. Fred Blassie, one of the great heels in the history of wrestling. 1973, Harley Race, one of the true great NWA heavyweight champions. Of course, he lost in that day to Bob Brown. That was a 2 out of 3 falls for the Central States title. And then, of course, Atlanta, Georgia was big in wrestling back in the days, having all those Saturday afternoon wrestling on TBS and Sunday afternoon wrestling on TBS. I mean, those were hot programs, man. World Championship Wrestling, Buddy Colt defeated the great Don Morocco. Of course, the Portuguese guy living in Hawaii. What a great character he was, Don Morocco. Some other guys, 1975, Vern Gagne. Remember him? 1948 Olympic gold medalist, I believe, maybe 1952, but one of the gold medalists as a wrestler in one of those Olympics, 48 or 52. And of course, he came on to run the American Wrestling Association, and he was their AWA champ for a long time when he looked like he was 90 years old. He was a technical wrestler. He was a wrestler, per se. He was a good guy, and he was bald, and he looked old. He looked older than he was, and he wrestled till he was 60 to begin with. But Vern Gagne, he was put in an old folks home, I guess about 10, 12 years ago. He only died last year, I think. And he rest his soul. Anyway, but he was in this old folks home, and some guy gave him some lip, and he slapped the chokehold on him, and he killed him. Broke his neck. Snapped the guy. I kid you not. Snapped the guy's neck. Much like Chris Benoit snapped his kid's neck and his wife's neck. He choked his wife to death, snapped his kid's neck. And people are still saying there's some type of conspiracy there. I mean, come on. The house was locked. Nobody was getting in and out. He calls. He texts his buddies down there in Texas while they're at some pay-per-view and tells them, guess what, you guys? Chavo Guerrero, the side door to my house at 1414 Oak Street, that's not the address, but the side door to my house is open. You can enter that way. The dogs are put away. You don't have to worry about anything. And then, of course, Benoit never showed up for that pay-per-view down there in Texas. He missed a house show the night before, and he never missed a show in his life. He'd never been late for a WWE event ever. So when he was late for the first event, they got freaked out, and the WWE called him. Say, what's going on? He goes, my wife and my kids are spitting up blood. They got sick and some type of food poisoning, but I'm going to be on the on the plane tomorrow for the main event at pay-per-view. So he said, okay. So they hang up the phone. The next day, he doesn't show up again. Well, by this time, we realize now as history and the police reports, and I've read the police reports and the autopsy reports put forth by the police department back there, and I got to tell you, man, it's a murder and a suicide, a double murder and suicide. There's no other way it goes down. I mean, for those people saying that Kevin Sullivan, the ex-husband of Nancy Sullivan, who was Nancy Benoit. Of course, that was the wife of Chris Benoit, who was murdered. You know what happened? Chris, you got to give Sullivan some props. You know what he did? He came up with a script on TV because Chris Benoit couldn't talk, so he needed a talker, so, you know, somebody to talk for him, like a manager like Fred Blassie. But Fred Blassie, rare, you know, not too many guys managing like that. So they got him a valet, a chick, and her name was Woman. And it turned out to be, the valet of Benoit turned out to be Nancy Sullivan, who was Mr. Sullivan's, Kevin Sullivan's husband, wife. Anyway, flip side was Benoit falls in love with her. They fall in love together. They often get married. So this guy actually wrote the script to his own funeral as far as his wedding was concerned. Bottom line is Kevin Sullivan's still alive. The Benoits are dead. 1976, Mr. Wrestling 2. There was a lot of Mr. Wrestlings back in then. Of course, the AWA champion at the time was Nick Bockwinkel. Nick Bockwinkel, of course, they were based out of Minnesota. Andre the Giant won a 13-man battle royal on this day in 1976. Got to see him outside the Cow Palace. There was a bar next to the Cow Palace, a bar back in the day, circa 1972, 73. And the Cow Palace was a big arena out here in San Francisco on the border with Daly City that they had fights and wrestling matches and things like that. So they would have the battle royal out there. So we're walking down to the Greyhound bus will take us back to South San Francisco, which is two towns over from San Francisco. So we got to get the bus. So we're walking down Geneva Avenue, and we looked in the bar, and there's Andre the Giant sitting there drinking pitchers of beers. I kid you not. I watch him drink. If this was a day of cell phone cameras, that would have been the perfect time for it, because we didn't have any cameras. We're just kids making it home. We paid $3 to get into the wrestling matches each. We're having a good time. Got to see Andre the Giant, one of the seventh wonder of the world. Call him what you want, but he was a monster, man. He just was. And you know what? People laugh, but had he not wanted to lose any of them, I think he lost like four or five matches in life. He put guys over. That's what you call putting guys over, willing to lose to other guys, you know, build guys up and things like that. The guys that he put over, he could have beat every guy in the world. I mean, he could have never, ever lost. He was that much of a killer, Andre the Giant. But, of course, he was a big, gentle giant until you ticked him off. And a few guys did tick him off. And guess what? They got hurt for it. I mean, real hurt. 1982, Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, the home of TNA Wrestling. I'll get to that in just a second. But the home of TNA Wrestling, that's where it started. And with the Florida, and now it's back in Memphis. Nick Bockwinkel will be Jerry Lawler. Jerry the King Lawler won the Southern title back in 1982. Both these guys were big stars. Of course, Lawler, the King of Memphis. The King of Memphis took over. Oh, man. I mean, he had such a long run there. It was like 25, 30 years. And, of course, he had the heart attack about a year and a half ago wrestling in the rings. Shouldn't be wrestling at the age of 60. Some other people on the card, Jimmy Hart and Kamala, too. Beat Kamala and Kim Chi. That right, the real original Kamala. Kamala's doing guest appearances. If you like Kamala in your living room, I think you can get him for like $1,500. I kid you not. 1974, a cage match. NWA champion Ric Flair beat Harley Race. That was a pretty good match. I ended up watching that on YouTube. But straight up, Harley Race, Ric Flair going 2 out of 3 falls. Now, let's talk TNA Wrestling. Before I get back to the history of wrestling, make sure I want to get this in. Destination America initially canceled TNA Wrestling in September. It was supposed to be done in September. And then Dixie Carter worked some kind of deal. Dixie Carter being the CEO, the owner, or whatever. She's got involved with some panda business, panda sports, whatever it is. And they've got a lot of money. And they put all this money, sunk all this money into wrestling. And what they've done is they've thrown money down a hole. I mean, because TNA Wrestling is not going to pay off. It had a chance to pay off. What she did was she paid Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea, call him what you want. He got pissed off at me one time for calling him Terry Bollea. That's his name. That's what he was born as. It doesn't say Hulk Hogan on his driver's license. It says Terry Bollea. Anyway, he's not my favorite guy. Never has been. Okay, I mean, I tell you what happened. We had a press conference with him in Las Vegas, Nevada. George Foreman fight. George Foreman just won a controversial nod over Alex Stewart about 30 years ago. And Hulk Hogan's there, and Hulk Hogan's just had people testify in court that he was being shot up with steroids. So when we asked him at the press conference about that, Dina DeBuff, who's Bob Arum's stepdaughter, absolutely went crazy. The publicist went crazy. They were coming over the chairs at me. But let me go back to Dixie Carter, hiring Hulk Hogan. Why would you hire him? WCW brought him in. They went under. Any team that brings in Bischoff, any wrestling operations brought in Eric Bischoff, who's a former executive producer and a manager and a face on TV as well, bad guy, a manager. Anybody that's brought in Bischoff and Hogan has bit outside of WWE has lost money.
Because all they're sycophants. I mean, they're coming in there sucking the money out of the promotion, millions of dollars. And what did they do? They didn't deliver anybody. They didn't bring anybody over. The Jeff Hardy was already here. There hasn't been any really big crossovers from the World Wrestling Entertainment to the TNA Wrestling when Hulk Hogan was there or Eric Bischoff was there. It just wasn't happening. I mean, the biggest crossover star was who? Ric Flair, the great Ric Flair. Straight up TNA Wrestling off the air in the 2015. No question about it. Destination America wants no part of it. You know what? I don't blame them. The product is not what it was. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines. 1-800-878-7529. It's 1-800-878-7529. No MMA news, so I get to talk about pro wrestling, which is sort of cool. I don't do this too often. Open phone lines once again, coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the Skype line, Sports Byline and the number 2. This is Sports Byline and Ring Talk.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about Non-24. Because learning more about Non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
He's trying to get into his range still, and Machida will not allow him to do so.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Little Soul Vaccination, circa 1973. That sort of sounds like the band, the 73 version of the band. Yeah, I could tell the different versions of Tower of Power because I've been listening to them for like a long time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. In fact, I write for them. Go to towerofpower.com, check out the message board at the bottom of the page. You go over there and check out Pedro's Song of the Month. We talk, you know, Tower of Power, soul music, rhythm and blues. I talk a little everything there. But check it out, towerofpower.com. The baddest soul band in the entire world. Top 10, 25 professional wrestlers. How do you rate wrestlers? I mean, how do you rate them? They're really not fighters per se. You really can't say the guys that won all the fights are probably won all the wrestling matches are the best wrestlers per se. But how do you rate them? Anyway, I don't think you really can. I think you have to sort of rate them in personality and what they're able to do as far as the pay-per-view buck and, you know, turning that, making people want to come in and watch them. That's what it's all about. Number 25, CM Punk. Of course, he's got a contract now with the UFC, but his first fight was postponed. I believe he got a shoulder injury. Number 24, Mick Foley. Mankind, Cactus Jack, Dude Love. He had all those little things going on. Of course, the guy jumped. I watched him jump off the top of a cage one time onto a concrete floor, 27 feet or 25 feet to the bottom, and he landed with no pads or anything. The guy's out of his mind. He'll probably be in a wheelchair real soon if he isn't already. Anyway, Mick Foley, no teeth, lost an ear in wrestling. I mean, good Lord. Great mobility for a guy, but I don't know if he was a great wrestler per se. Eddie Guerrero, the late Eddie Guerrero, of course, blew his heart out of his chest because of all them, you know, all the cocaine, that cocaine and and the performance-enhancing drugs he was taking. In fact, when he died, I believe in that, was it a Minnesota hotel room? They had found all kinds of steroids in there. Of course, those were destroyed by his partner, Chavo Guerrero, and Chris Benoit, the late Chris Benoit. Rey Mysterio, number 22. You got to be kidding. The guy was like 180 pounds. Number 21, Ricky Steamboat from back in the days. Of course, the 70s, 80s wrestler. Good fighter. A major player in the AWA, the NWA, and WCW, as well as the WWE. Of course, he was part of the greatest wrestling matches of all time with Randy Savage back at WrestleMania 3. That's right, like circa 1987. Man, Ricky Steamboat still going. Bob Backlund, he was a guy that was, he was sort of tough. He was in a bad spot because he was between Bruno Sammartino and Hulk Hogan. You know, I mean, Bob Backlund, he had a long WWE reign, but I don't know why he held the title. Vince McMahon Sr. saw something in him I just didn't see. It was a good guy winning every night, and I guess white guys sort of sold tickets back there, and he sold tickets, so they kept him around. If he wasn't successful selling tickets, they wouldn't have kept him around. So, a guy that sells a lot of tickets, John Cena, number 19, love him or hate him, Cena is the man in the WWE. I mean, no question about it. He's probably second in all of all time, maybe to Ric Flair in the championship reigns. I mean, he's done it all, and he's done it, and he's been able to deny using steroids. Actually, yeah, he has. Anyway, Lou Thesz, really a great wrestler back in the day. Of course, 1940s and 50s, I believe he wrestled into the early 60s as well. Lou Thesz was probably one of the last shoot guys. He would shoot wrestle you. He would go for it. I mean, he would try to hurt you and things like that. He really was. I mean, he had some good moves that Steve Austin would pick up later, but Lou Thesz was probably one of the last of the great wrestlers. Chris Jericho, I don't know. Nice superstar. I think he's a better singer than he was a wrestler because, you know, he made his debut back in 1998 with the World Wrestling Entertainment, and I don't know. But he's got true star power. People love him. I don't think so. Dusty Rhodes. Died about 3 or 4 months ago, man. The guy's got more scar tissue on his head than anybody I've ever seen outside of Jimmy Snuka, maybe, and The Sheik. Take that back. Yeah, Jimmy Snuka and The Sheik, the only guys that have more scar tissue than them. And the scar tissue is created when these wrestlers take a little tiny razor blade that's hidden inside their finger. They sort of wrap it around a piece of tape around their finger, or they take it out of their trunks and this net, and they cut their own forehead, or the other guy cuts them. Oh, God. I wouldn't want somebody else cutting me with a razor blade with you, but Dustin Rhodes, give him some props. He passed away about 3 or 4 months ago, and, you know, he was an iconic figure. He was like 70 years old, but I never understood how he was able to wrestle an hour with that big fat gut. He'd go two out of three falls with guys like Harley Race and people like that, and he was a long, long time. Edge, remember him? Got hurt in the WWE a few years ago, the rated R superstar, and he had to retire, but man, that guy has some decent ability, but didn't think he had the ability of this guy. This guy was just a tough hombre. Harley Race, ranked number 14. Harley was a bad dude. Harley could kick your you-know-what. He really could. Former 8-time NWA heavyweight champion as far as the first ever NWA. Take that back. Yeah, the first ever United States NWA heavyweight champion. That was sanctioned out of Atlanta. Of course, the NWA back in the day before Vince McMahon took over, what people don't realize was we all had our champs. In other words, out here in California, we had Roy Shire. And Roy Shire controlled from Bakersfield or Fresno until from Central California to the Oregon border. That was all his turf. In other words, he had places like Stockton and Richmond and Sacramento and San Francisco and San Jose. And once in a while, he'd go down like to Monterey or Santa Cruz. But, you know, for the most part, he was in the Stockton. I mean, he did a lot of good cards around him. I mean, it was the best pro wrestling circuit going. I mean, all the stars came here. In fact, had his tapes, had he not been a cheapskate, Roy Shire, and recorded over his tapes over and over again, had he kept those tapes, they would have been worth millions upon millions of dollars today. They would be considered the greatest collection of wrestling tapes, period. But he recorded over them. He was a cheap guy. In fact, how cheap was Roy Shire? Good guy to me. He used to sell me tickets. I used to scalp tickets for Roy Shire's events out at the Cow Palace. So I would go in there during the intermission, during the show, during the intermission. He'd be in the ticket office, in the ticket booth office in the Cow Palace. And I walked back there, and he always carried a gun. It looked like a .32 caliber handgun, a little snub-nosed revolver on his waistband. And I'd ask Roy Shire, I'd say, can I get 20? You need 20, huh, kid? So you got 19 friends coming with you, huh, kid? He knew what I was doing. I'd buy these tickets for $3. They were front row, elevated ringside, and I'd sell them for $5 or $6 the night of the event. The Battle Royal, I'd buy tickets for that, like in advance, buy like, I'd buy 40 or 50 tickets, and those were like $3 tickets, and guess what? I'd sell those for $10 a piece. I was a bit of an entrepreneur back then, but the bottom line is I couldn't have done it without Roy Shire. But Roy Shire, he was stashing away all that cash. I told you I used to watch him take briefcases, these big, big briefcases, like a doctor's briefcase, you know, one of those, almost like a suitcase briefcase. He'd take that full of cash out of the Cow Palace every 3 weeks or every month. So I used to watch him with all this money. That's why he had the gun. So he buried $350,000 or something like that, $400,000, in his backyard up in Sebastopol, California. That was the place where the guy that used to draw the Charlie Brown cartoon, Charles Schulz, lives. Okay, Sebastopol, known for apples and Charlie Brown. Anyway, he buried $350,000, I'm told, in the backyard of his house over there. And guess what? The money rotted. That's right. The money rotted. He didn't wrap it and prepare it correctly. So the money rotted. So when he bought the money up and it was all rotten, he said, well, you know, I'll just turn it into the Treasury Department. And they'll give me, you know, the money because, you know, it's money. They just got to give me the money. So he figured that's what he'd do, right? Wrong. They taxed him on it. Roy Shire had to pay tax on that and tax on $500,000 that you've been squandering away for many, many years. Well, guess what? The IRS wasn't too happy. Number 13, The Rock. I thought that's a little high for The Rock. The Rock should probably be down there a little bit. I mean, he's the electricity he brings to any crowd, whether it's wrestling, whether it's movies. I mean, the kid that I watched as Rocky Johnson's daughter, Rocky Johnson's son, of course, Rocky Johnson married the daughter of Peter Mavia, everyone call it, the Samoan chief. The Peter Mavia was against that. He didn't want his daughter marrying a wrestler, let alone an African-American wrestler, but things were different back in the 70s. But he did, and then, of course, they had Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and now he's the biggest star. And, man, I mean, as far as pictures are concerned, as far as wrestling is concerned, there's probably not a more prolific athlete right now out there. And he only wrestles like one time a year, if that. I'm talking about the great Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Kurt Angle, 1996 Olympic gold medalist in wrestling, wrestled with a broken neck back in Atlanta. Of course, he won that title, made the transition over to pro wrestling, made an immediate impact. He's won titles in the WWE, TNA. I mean, well-received wrestler, around 40 years old now, probably coming close to the end of the road. And speaking of a guy that's at the end of the road, why do they still have him around? If he wasn't the son-in-law of Vince McMahon, and if he wasn't running the company, Triple H wouldn't be Triple H. Hunter Helmsley, call him what you want. That's not his real name. I forget his real name at the moment, Laveau, something like that. So, Rene Laveau, something like it. Anyway, some French name. But nobody likes him. I mean, wrestlers hate him. Fans hate him. And all that does is make him more money. It just makes him more money. He's not that great of a wrestler, but he is the son-in-law of Vince McMahon. And now he is a man calling shots along with Stephanie McMahon as far as the big shots are concerned in the world of wrestling entertainment. Number 10, the great Buddy Rogers. They're right, the Nature Boy, the original Nature Boy. I think that's pretty cool. Nature Boy, of course, was the very first WWE champion. That makes him a significant part of wrestling history. And straight up, I mean, he brought it. I saw him come out here on television a couple of times in the 60s, and, you know, he was just a colorful character. The man that was beaten for the world title at the Cow Palace by Ray the Crippler Stevens back in 1967 or 68, can't remember what year it was, Bruno Sammartino came out here, and Ray Stevens beat him on a countout. And then the WWE went to their rule book and said, no, we can't, titles can't change hands on a countout. The guy has to be pinned. So they gave the title back to Bruno Sammartino. But everybody leaving the Cow Palace tonight thought that Ray Stevens had successfully won the World Heavyweight Championship. Speaking of Ray Stevens, that's where we insert him into this game. I put him about number 7, number 8, as far as all-time wrestlers are concerned. Why do I do that? Because, as I said earlier, he can make you look good. He can make Scott Cuddy look good wrestling. He can make a guy that never wrestled in their life before. He can make you look like Bob Backlund. He can make you look like an accomplished wrestler. He just had that ability. Plus, you know, he was able to talk the talk, walk the walk. I mean, he talked to smack, you pencil and neck geeks. He was the most popular and the most hated athlete in the city of San Francisco. I kid you not, in the 60s. He was more popular than Willie Mays. How are you more popular than the greatest baseball player of all time? But Ray Stevens was. He was voted the most popular athlete and the most unpopular athlete in the city by the bay by the SF Chronicle and the Examiner, in the newspapers. I kid you not. Because with Ray Stevens, I want to put him around number 8 or number 7. As far as Sting's concerned, I don't think that Sting belongs in the top 10. They've got him at number 8. I'm sorry, Sting. You've done your thing. And, of course, you did say you weren't going to wrestle with the WWE, and now you're putting over guys in the World Wrestling Entertainment. So not a whole lot of respect for Sting, another guy that took a lot of money from Dixie Carter and didn't deliver. Bret Hart, the Hitman. I think he's a class act. Of course, a Canadian crippler. Man, he got kicked in the face by who kicked him in the face that time? The guy that used to play football. Can't think of his name right now. But he kicked him in the face, and he suffered a concussion, didn't get it taken care of, or ended up suffering brain damage, and realizes, you know what, I can't suffer any more concussions no more, because that dementia and that repetitive concussion syndrome, the stuff that's taking down all these NFL players. 96% of NFL players have brain damage. Are you ready for that? Of course, you know, Buster Douglas, the former heavyweight champion, sort of put a spin on that. He said, that's at the end of the road, Pedro. That's after football, that's after high school, that's after college. You know, after all that competition, banging heads all those years, what I try to say is, guess what? Maybe it's not cool to bang heads. Maybe you're not sitting me banging heads, steel against steel. And how about if we just took the football helmets off of football players and let them play like that? Or went back to a leather helmet? Don't you think it might be a safer sport? I don't know. Number 6, my man, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Died a few years ago. His heart exploded driving down the road with his second wife. Of course, Miss Elizabeth was his first wife, but she got messed up and ended up hooking up with Lex Luger, and Lex Luger and her were in the house together, and she overdosed on cocaine, and Lex Luger didn't call the 911 paramedics fast enough. Rumor has it he was stashing drugs, and she died. When the cops got there, the 911 people got there, she wasn't long for this planet. The bottom line is, Miss Elizabeth, may she rest in peace, and Randy Savage, Randy Poffo was his real name. Lonnie Poffo was his brother. Lenny Poffo was his brother, and Lonnie Poffo, I believe, was his father. But the bottom line is, the Macho Man, he did those commercials. Oh yeah, he's just the guy, man. What a personality, you know. Undertaker, number 5. I guess he's never lost, and as far as his WrestleMania fights are concerned, it's like 18-0, something like that. But you know, is he really deserved to be up there? This guy does. I think Shawn Michaels is a pretty good wrestler, but I wouldn't put him above Bret Hart. Number 4, I just don't think so. Number 4, I think it's a bit of a stretch. Hulk Hogan in the top 10 of any wrestling top 10 is a farce. It's not wrong. He wouldn't know a left to, he wouldn't know a padlock from a wrist lock. He just wouldn't know it. Number 2, Steam Stone Cold Austin. Did a lot of ticket selling. Was original. Had that good shtick. I don't know if I'm airing a number 2. But number 1 of all time, and I think he deserves to have this, folks, the great Ric Flair. I mean, come on. The guy's an amazing guy. He was taking bumps at the age of 62, 63 years old about 2 years ago. It's got to be 65 now. But he was taking bumps and getting body slammed on concrete floor and things like that. He just never wanted to give it up. And my look on Ric Flair was, he was going to die in the ring. No matter what happens, Ric Flair will climb up those stairs somehow and die in the ring. It's just the way some of these old guys go out. Like the great Willenda. Remember him walking across those buildings? The great guy that walks in between the Skywalker? He died. 70 years old. Bam! Puerto Rico. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Power hitting Europe for a month. The tour begins in a few days. I think about in a few weeks, they'll be there for a month. Bottom line is 47 years of funk music out of the Tower of Power, just kicking ass and taking names. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we're talking about the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. And I think that Pat Patterson belongs to be in that list. Ed Farhat, the great Sheik. I think maybe the Bruiser and the Crusher. They weren't great wrestlers, but what they were was they had these personas and these personalities that people thought they were aggressive. What people perceive is what sells. And if people perceive them as great wrestlers, they didn't get their due. And this top 25 was all about modern-day wrestlers. I guess they didn't go back in time except for the exception of Lou Thesz and Buddy Rogers and people like that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on many of the same sports byline affiliates. We're on a boxing hour next here right on many of the same stations. You are tuned to Ring Talk. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we go to you Saturdays and Sundays, Saturday for an hour of boxing and MMA. We combine it at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We come back on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Boy, we're not done. We come back on Monday, SiriusXM Satellite Radio at 5 p.m. Pacific time with an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Of course, the Saturday night, Johnny Taco takes place. Johnny Taco and the Taco Man's All-Stars, 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on Sports Byline. Until next time, peace, love, respect.